Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donnie, could chase here on this Monday afternoon. ESPN 102.5, The Game. We say hello to President and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Butch Spiridon is on the line with us. Butch, how you doing?
Great. Great. Hey, how come you guys get to work if there's no sports?
Well, there's still stuff to talk about, Butch. The show must go on, my friend.
Yes, it does. And we need you more than ever.
And it has definitely been unique. It's been different. How about on your end?
Oh, unique doesn't do it justice. I have my favorite analogies. One is I have a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that all the pieces are the same color, and there's no picture on the cover of the box. So that's my one. And then I go into, it feels like a yo-yo. Every day we go up and down, and we're not making any progress. And then I use Robert Williams' description of how the Scots invented golf, and in particular when they stick the little flag in the hole to give you hope, and then they put all kinds of obstacles around that pin so that you really don't have any hope. So those are my descriptives of how I get through every day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, talk about uncharted waters.
Well, you're the perfect guy, Butch, because you've been through all of this stuff. And I do want to get into some of the other things that have happened, because I kind of feel like, you know, the historic flood a decade ago has been kind of lost in the shuffle with all of this. And certainly, you know, recognizing the point is our city has been through, you know, bad stuff. It's had to rebuild and tornadoes and everything. But I do want to ask you where, cause you've been when this city in 1998 downtown was completely different, and then trying to get big events and, hey, you need to build a new convention center. You've been through all the layers of Nashville, and to now you've been able to reap all of this and see, you know, every big event and this explosion, and now to see it come to a screeching halt. How has it affected, you know, the hotel industry and just everything that you're wrapped around and all the people that you talk to? How has it affected everything the last couple of months?
You know, the biggest impact and the jaw-dropping is just the number of people out of work. And that honestly eats at me every day. Mm-hmm. Because we know how to recover, and we know we can get back, and we know we need to put people back to work. So not being able to start is really hard, because maybe even one more analogy. Jim Valvano, after that NCAA championship, where he's running around the court looking for somebody to hug. Maybe that may be how I feel. I'm running around looking for somebody to hug and somebody to bring to town, and we can't.
Yeah.
So you keep preparing, knowing there will be an opportunity, but the frustration mounts where you feel almost helpless at times.
How difficult has it been to talk? This is what everybody's had to, you know, these sports leagues, everybody's having to talk about, well, you've got these monster events and how tough it is to you when you get to that point of, okay, we've got to, you know, we've got to cancel CMA Fest, these things that are so critical for this. How tough are those meetings? I mean, you've got, you know, we know how big July 4th is in this city. How tough are those conversations? And also, how tough is it to try to get in there and also say, okay, if we can move forward on, let's say, this event, how do we, or opening things back up, how do we go about doing things differently? Because we can't just open it up and it'd be the same. How difficult and challenging are those meetings?
Oh, well, there's no blueprint. There's no roadmap. And there's a whole new set of dynamics on top of all the old dynamics that haven't gone away. Public safety, MAC, security, just all the things you deal with on any big event. And now you have a whole other layer of things you have to think about that nobody's ever thought about before. So you're making it up, and you're trying to think of everything. And now you're consulting health department officials and the medical profession that you never did before. So it really is, how can we be the smartest? How can we be the most creative? And how can we be the safest in implementing whatever it is that's next? And it's mind-boggling. But I'm, I don't like to lose. And, personally, I won't go down without a fight. So we're swinging for the fence, and we're planning on what the new normal looks like, and we're still selling. We just closed the big convention for January of 22 this past Friday. I can't talk about the name of the group because they're not ready to announce, but over 5,000 rooms per night. Well, January of 22 may seem far away, but not in our world. That's a big win for this city. That does give you a little of that hope. And the ACM awards that we announced a week ago that are going to be here in September. The next for me is hoping, working, making it safe that we can have fans attend those awards, and we're not doing a show. It's just a TV show. But it's two steps forward and either one or three steps backwards every time we make a move.
We're talking to Butch Spiridon from the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Nashville, and a unique position to be in the times that we're in right now. So, Butch, when you're looking down the road and you're thinking about maybe stages of this, and you mentioned conventions, which is a big one, what are the discussions like about, okay, we might be able to have a convention at some point if we do it in a certain way where it's not where we have distancing within the convention? And the facilities that you have available to that. I would imagine those conversations are fascinating because these groups want to have conventions for sure, but of course they want to keep everybody safe.
On the association side, their conventions are their second biggest revenue stream. So they need to have them as soon as they can. So now the conversation becomes, if you have a trade show, one-way aisles, just like the grocery store. So people are moving in one direction, letting in a limited amount of people at any one time. If you were going to have a general session for 5,000 people, maybe you're having three general sessions for 1,600 people each so that they can be spread out. And then, we're talking to hotels and centers and exhibit companies about, heat cameras and heat mags and thermometers and masks and all those things that we all talk about daily, but on this exponential side. Opryland is a great example, really Music City Center. They can't open and function with 50% capacity. It doesn't work for a 2,800-room hotel to only sell, 1,400 other rooms. Or a ballroom that holds 5,000 people to only let 600 people in it. So it's just, it's a yin and yang of what do we know, what works from a safety. If everybody's wearing masks and gloves, does that allow us to do a little bit more? If everybody's temperature has been taken, it just, every answer brings up 10 more questions.
Answers
are a little longer than.
Yeah, and I think from a sports angle, we're all wondering this as well. We were reading about Major League Baseball hoping at some point that they could let a few thousand people in the stands in a big 40,000-seat stadium, for example. And so what's the right amount? How would you do it? And you just hit on a lot of the logistical questions that come up is how do you track it? And so we're hoping that these kind of things speed along because I think we're coming to the conclusion. We know the virus is not going to go away. It's so what measures can you put in to make it as safe as possible? And what's the right balance between ramping things up a little bit more, but staying safe enough?
Yeah, you have. And for me, I assume I'm pretty normal in this. You have the desire to get back to normal and do some normal things, but you have to have that be measured with safety practices, safety protocols, and measures that you can take so that we're not making everything worse for the long haul, the short-term pain versus the long-term benefits. I think it's where everybody is. And kind of with conventions and with the major sports, somebody's going to have to go first, and somebody's going to try it. If I had to guess right now, as much as anything, because it's fall, I give the NFL probably odds on to get as close to getting something right. They're smart. They have the money. They have the time and the resources to, if anybody can figure out, it's probably them. But maybe that's wishful thinking, too. And I hope it's for all the sports, but that seems to make the most sense. It's also outdoors. That makes a difference. But how do we figure it out, and how do we put some normalcy in our lives?
We're talking to Butch Spirit, and that leads me into my question of the NFL is supposed to announce their regular season schedule later this week, and they're operating under the assumption that they're going to go on as scheduled, go on as planned with their regular season. I have to imagine that that's something that you all are paying close attention to with the amount of people that the Titans bring in every year for visiting fans coming in, and with the revenue that can be generated from an NFL weekend.
Well, invaluable to all the NFL cities on so many levels. You know, the TV coverage, the sense of normalcy, and in a case like Nashville, there are a handful of NFL cities that do great with traveling, visiting fans. We're one of them. So it's a big shot in the arm economically for us, kind of like New Orleans, maybe Green Bay. There just aren't a lot of cities that get the traveling fan like we do. Some of that has to do with available tickets, which the Titan fan of me hopes there's a few less tickets available. But we also need the visitor spending back in this city. There's a lot of jobs on the line.
Butch, how do you guys address, events that were scheduled through this time? I mean, conventions and all of that are now being postponed, or have there been conversations about, okay, we'll just move it back a year? I know that's hard to do because you schedule so many things years in advance. So have you been handling some of those situations?
Great question. First, anything we could attempt to save if it canceled, we went right to work on it. The biggest roadblock for us is we've been so successful selling into the future that we don't have a lot available dates and space. So everybody first tried to, can we move it a year? That's been really hard. So with groups that canceled, we have now gone to, well, if you'll rebook in year two or three, we'll minimize or eliminate the penalties that came with canceling. So we're looking a little further out. Then there's the case of, I'll use the marathon. Marathon would like to reschedule, but they can't pick a date until we have the Titan schedule. So kind of goes back to every time you think you have your answer, there's another domino in the way that you got to knock down. So hopefully we get that schedule this week, and then we can go back to the marathon and try to salvage it for the fall, which would be a huge hit in terms of a good hit for the city. We're chasing literally everything we can chase and not taking no for an answer, if there's any way not to take no for an answer.
Last thing, I brought this up with Predators General Manager David Poile on Friday when he joined us. Just I brought it up at the beginning. Kind of lost in the shuffle is not something we necessarily want to, you know, glorify, because it was horrible to experience it, but it is a part of this city's history, and that's the historic flood of a decade ago that, you know, happened over this week. May 1st was, I think, the beginning, the first day of that happening a decade ago. When you think about the sites, you know, what Nissan Stadium, I know it wasn't called Nissan Stadium then, what that looked like then, the Bridgestone Arena and downtown and Opryland, what do you remember the most about that 10 years ago, Butch?
Looking at downtown from the roof of the Hilton and just thinking, this is way worse than I thought. And I'm not sure how we recover from this. And as soon as I got that in my head, then we immediately shifted to failure's not an option. We've got to dig ourselves out of this. And we started, I think I was downtown Monday, and on Tuesday we were meeting and putting plans together. And the biggest difference is with that, you kind of knew there was, you knew what the damage was, essentially, and you knew there was an end. And this virus, you keep looking for the end, so you know where to start. And that, if you let it get to you, it's pretty depressing and pretty demoralizing. So you have to keep that beast out of sight and keep focusing on, there will be a treatment. There will be a vaccine. There is life after this. We are smart people, and we are going to get through it. And we, you know, tornadoes in theme park in 98, 9/11 in 2001, recession and flood. We are seasoned. We are smart. We are resourceful. And we can do this. This one's a little harder, but not it can be conquered, maybe a better way to say it.
Yeah, well said. Thanks for the visit, as always. Good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Always good to catch up with you guys. Keep the faith and keep the sports light burning.
That's what we're trying to do every day. that's our mission.
Love it.
Thank you, Butch.
Thank y'all.
Butch Spiridon, he is the president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.